Welcome to hour number 10 of Rosie on the House. It's our fourth hour of broadcasting every Saturday morning here for 29 years is your Saturday morning tradition. This is our specialty hour where we dig deep into one topic, and we had a great hour leading up to it on supercooling. Now we're talking about the equipment that you use to supercool your home. We're joined by Isley's Home Performance. Isley's Home Services. I mixed last guest and this hour's guest together. Before we do that, if you missed the program or you're just joining us, earlier we had a special guest in the 7 o'clock hour, Kimes Ranch Apparel. It's an American-made jean line. They brought in some gifts for us to give away, some hats, some bags. So if you'd like a chance to win those, you can text your favorite American-made product to 411-923. Anybody that can name their favorite American-made product will be it'll be picked at random. We've got 10 different prizes to give away. Some things that don't count, your children don't count. Your eggs from your chicken don't count. This is products that you can buy that are American-made, consumable goods that we all need that are made here in America. So people don't count. With that said, we'll turn it over, the broadcast over to Rosie and our special guests in studio.
Absolutely. So new Rosie certified providers serving the East Valley, Isley's Home Services. We have the owner, John Dargavel, and Mr. Derek Bell. Guys, thanks for coming in the studio. Can we just start with a little bit of a family story of the 60-year history of Isley's in Arizona?
You certainly can. Thank you for having us on. But I've been part of Isley's for a little over 20 years, and it's a family-run business, and my wife's been involved, and my son-in-law's involved, and we've been happy to service the Valley for quite some time. And I got involved in Isley's by working with Guy Isley probably 30 years ago. And then they wanted to get out of the business, and I took over the air conditioning division.
Fantastic. We appreciate y'all joining us. And as you heard the past hour, we've been talking about the concept of supercooling as one tactic to try and stay comfortable living on the desert floors of Arizona throughout the summer without letting your electric bill totally kill you, wipe you out. Now let's talk about the actual equipment. John, if you were going to describe air conditioning in one sentence, how would you say, how does it do what it does?
Well, you're living in the desert and you want to have somewhere comfortable to go. So with, you know, air conditioning, you're basically transferring the heat from in this house and transferring it outside and keeping yourself comfortable to live in this desert.
We're removing any or most of the humidity. We're going to dehumidify the air, right?
Correct.
And then a lot of people don't understand. You're not introducing cooling into the house as much as you are taking heat away. I've actually heard air conditioning as a simple component. Hey, all you're doing is moving heat from where you don't want it to where you do want it, outside.
Yeah, exactly. When the air
that's kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah, when the air conditioner's running, if you're ever outside by where the unit's blowing outside, you'll feel heat coming out of that unit. And you're actually transferring the heat from inside to outside, and that's how the air feels cool blowing into the home.
And, you know, John, there are times in my more inspired moments I can almost understand that. But I have to tell you, the one thing I can never get my head around is in a heat pump, all you do is reverse that in the winter, and you're asking the unit outside in January on a cold, wet morning to catch all the heat it can outside and send it inside. That one I don't understand.
I totally agree with you. That's a tough concept, but there's actually heat in the air, even when it's really cold outside. And that's why with a heat pump in really colder climates, like if you were up in Flagstaff, that they don't work well. But in our climate, when it's 40 degrees and above, a heat pump works great in the wintertime.
It does. All right. So we're recommending to people when they're looking at reassessing their equipment. And we tell people always want to know how long will air conditioning equipment last. And I said, well, that's hard to tell. But, you know, we've increased our efficiencies so much over the last 15 years. I generally tell them, look, if your unit is over 15 years old, you're going to see considerable savings with the newer efficient units than what you're currently consuming. What are y'all telling people as far as when to anticipate equipment replacement?
Well, I'm going to let Derek tell you about that, and that's my son-in-law, Derek Ball.
Derek, thanks for coming down with father-in-law.
Morning, Derek.
You mentioned it's a family operation. Is this so from Guy Isley?
Yep.
John DeGarville. Is this third generation prepping right here?
Yeah, it's grooming. Just exactly what we're doing.
Excellent.
So usually an average lifespan is 10 to 15 years. And usually what we tell people when we're out to their home is, you know, once the unit's getting a little bit older in age, we communicate to them that, you know, you're more or less on borrowed time and, you know, maybe running fine today and maybe running fine tomorrow. But, you know, you need to start to plan and get ready for unit replacement. And usually some leading questions, you know, we ask customers is, you know, what they like about their existing system and maybe some areas where they don't like some things about their existing air conditioner. And those are things that you can plant seeds and communicate with them on making them realize with a new piece of equipment, not only can they save some more money on their electric usage, but also gain more comfort within their home.
Well, and y'all have seen the advancement from the manufacturers of the equipment. Can you explain a little bit the difference between a variable speed and a two-speed compressor and what that means to the homeowner in their power consumption?
Sure. I'm going to go a little bit further with that. So with most homes now, when you go to them with the older equipment, they have single-stage equipment where it goes from 0 to 100 when it first turns on. And it cools the house and then turns off. With two-stage equipment, you're going to have where it turns on at 70% of its capacity. It runs at 70%. And if that's all that you need to keep the house at the temperature that you want it to be at, that's what that piece of equipment is going to run at. And when it needs to kick up to that 100% of its capacity, it will do so and run at 100% and then kick back down to 70% so you have more comfort within the space. Your biggest power draws from turning the unit on and off. So when you have two-stage, it does not turn on and off as frequently, so you do gain more energy efficiency from two-stage versus single-stage, even though sometimes a single-stage piece of equipment may be rated at the same rating as a two-stage piece of equipment. And then when you get to variable speed inverter-type systems, those pieces of equipment, you know, have multiple stages, you know, all the way up to 750, you know, if you have a heat pump, and 700. If you have a straight cool, and those units, you know, may run all day long in the summertime, but they're only giving you the demand that you actually need within the home. It's very similar to cruise control on your car. If you were driving from here to California and you got cruise control set at 70, 75, whatever speed you prefer to go to, your RPMs in your car are going to go up and down and maintain that speed, and you're going to have a more efficient gas mileage. And it's very similar with that variable speed system, is that you're going to get more comfort. Because it's circulating and moving air for longer periods of time, you're going to have cleaner air within the house, and you're going to have more consistent temperatures. So not only are you more efficient, but you could also gain a lot more comfort within the space.
We have Midwesterners moving out here occasionally, and they're still a little bit afraid of the Arizona summer, so they encourage us, look, I want the biggest air conditioner you can put on this house. I want to be able to turn my house into a meat locker. And then I'm always in a two-hour conversation with them. Well, okay, that means I'm going to downsize your equipment a little bit more. I'm going to let it run longer. I get you a 5-ton unit on a 1,500-square-foot condo. This thing's going to be shutting off so often, you're not going to get the filtered indoor air quality. You're not going to eliminate the hot and cold pockets in the house. And you're going to have a $600 a month utility bill. But sometimes it takes a little convincing. I'm sure y'all have to do the same. Y'all have to have the same conversation as well with some of the folks you're visiting with out in the field.
Yes, you definitely do, especially with people that aren't from here. A lot of people are like, oh, well, we keep our house back east, you know, at 68 in the summer months. And you kind of have to educate them on, you know, 75 is what you design your heat load calculation at whenever you're out, you know, doing an estimate or designing a system for a home. And, you know, going back to what you guys previously were talking to on the show about super cooling, you know, with that, you know, homes, you can, you know, cool them below 75, but that system's designed to run at 75. And with that being said, you know, putting a bigger unit on the home is not always the best option. And sometimes with two-stage or variable speed inverter types, like we were just talking about, you do have to go with a larger unit because they don't come in half-ton increments. But with that being said, most people, you know, if you have a 3.5-ton unit that needs to be on a home, going with a single stage piece of equipment, if that's what they want to go in with, then, you know, instead of going up to a 4-ton with single stage, you do gain, you know, like you just talked about, more comfort, cleaner air, because that unit's not turning on and off and short cycling within the home. So that's 100% correct.
And I understand Isley's Home Services was recruited by one of the utility companies to kind of do some beta testing on the super cooling. You want to share some of the results y'all found out?
Well, Rosie, they're still looking at some of the results on that, but we did go into several homes where they installed solar on the homes, and then we went in and oversized the systems to prepare for the super cooling where they wanted the homes below 70 degrees by noon, you know, so then they could shut the system back and then see how much energy was consumed. And we also put in two-stage equipment, so they could use that second stage to get the home cool and then have the lower stage to run the home when it was in its period where it would be heating up.
If you have a question, 1-888-767-4348. If anything air conditioning related, maybe you've had somebody out recently that gave you a proposal you'd like a second opinion on or talk to an expert through it. 1-888-767-4348. When we get back, Mark and Chandler's first on the line.